Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand. Now,
we are The View for sports fans. I'm the Whoopi Goldberg of sports.
How about that?
Because guess what? Friday night's still happening.
It is? What?
Yeah.
Ricky says hi. Ricky agrees.
He knows.
It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, everybody. Hour two of a Football Friday. It's episode number 273 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. We're coming to you from the sweatpants capital out here in Western Canada, although it's the shorts capital in hot summer weather. John Frenzy is with me, a Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster. How you doing, Frenzy?
I'm doing great.
We called you the Don Cherry of football. You act like it's the first time you've ever been called that. You've been getting that for a while, right?
Yep.
Now you want to dress like Don Cherry.
I like to hear that from people saying, what kind of blazer are you going to get? Some lovely lady said to me last week, can I give you a green blazer? I said, sure. Do you want to come and get it? I said, not right now.
Inviting you over.
Yeah.
I get it. You can't turn it off, Lynch. I know that. We've got serious topics, not so serious topics, and somewhere in between today. Coming up, Mike Lonsborough joining us, former voice of the Calgary Stampeders, also of Calgary 2 and 7 television. Legendary Calgary broadcaster who hails from Cardiff, Saskatchewan, by the way. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Kidding, for gosh sake.
Everybody, all the great ones.
Out there by Carlisle.
Yes, a lot of great ones come from here. They don't all stay here. Mike is an example of that. And Eddie Steele, CFL alum, Grey Cup champion, going to join us. Former Eskimo, Ticat, and Rough Rider. What would we possibly have to talk to him about?
Yeah.
Joking. Quick six show topics reset here. Let's go with a quick six show topics. Number one, U Sports deciding yesterday they will not be adjusting the age cap restriction for players affected by COVID-19. I know it's wordy and it's a mouthful and a lot of you don't care about it, but I tell you a lot of people do. And that is 24-year-old university athletes in Canada who's seen their 2020 season wiped out. They're not going to be able to come back at 25. That's a rule that's been in effect for 10 years in university sports in Canada. They've ruled not to change it. Universities, well, football programs, the players themselves affected are furious. They're incensed. But I spoke with the interim CEO of U Sports this morning, Dick White. He explained to me why. This is more a legal decision than anything. The board of directors, the 9-member board of U Sports, unanimously said, we can't play for these legal reasons. We go changing it now for 1 year. What if it becomes 2 years? No. And frankly, as harsh as that is, it really is the same as, and I've said it a couple times on the program today, Olympic athletes that have seen the Tokyo Games canceled in the end of their career. It affects a small amount of Olympic athletes, but it affects some. Junior hockey players that are 20 years old and their careers cut short, it's the same thing. I know it sucks, but unfortunately, the sooner you get over it, the sooner you'll be able to get on with your life because the decision's not changing. Point two, CFL simulated results last night from our computer-generated games. The Calgary Stampeders beat Hamilton 18-8 at Tim Hortons Field, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders beat Toronto 16-10 at Mosaic Stadium. These were computer-generated games. Don't laugh. 20,000 people tuned in for them. Not joking. Point three, the Montreal Impact lost their first game at the MLS's back tournament in Orlando, 1-0 to New England. Point four, NBA teams are arriving in Orlando. We'll be talking about that in the sports update coming up. NBA camp's about to get going. Point five, the latest in the CFL. Our players owed a decision. Lynch has said he thinks next week the CFL will make the decision to scrap the season. Are you just talking noise or do you actually know something?
I know something.
You think it'll be scrapped by next week?
Yep.
That's from Lynch. And point six, Greg Zahn was with us yesterday, the longtime major leaguer, 16 seasons in the bigs, a World Series ring, and formerly a Sportsnet Blue Jays analyst. He expects the Blue Jays will finish in a tie for last place in the American League East. Just too young, too inexperienced. Exciting and talented, yes, but nowhere near in the stratosphere of the New York Yankees. Are we ready to go with Mike Lonsborough, guys? Okay, they're working on getting Mike in. It's a connection issue. He lives on a acreage outside of Calgary. I've been talking with Mike recently, so it's not connection problems might be a thing for him. What about, well, you're not on Twitter, Lynch, so you, and you're not the only one. There's a lot of people that aren't. But with these players that are getting so frustrated, you know, let's recap our interview with Tory Gurley last hour. The CFL players he's talked to are extremely frustrated. How is this different than NHL lockouts and Major League Baseball strikes? And why is this, why is it different? Because they weren't being paid then. And I, this is just, I'm not being a fly in the ointment here. I want to know why. Why does this seem so different than those delays? And it's happened a
lot. Because all the sports are involved. All the sports are involved that went the same
time. Well, that's how it affects us. But if I was a CFL player, you're only dealing with your own league, right? So the rub for the players, if you're just bored, but money's not a problem, I don't know why you couldn't wait it out. It's the players that money is a problem. And by the way, it's a huge problem. I get it. They haven't been paid since November. It's ungodly that this has happened. They're still not getting Ottawa checks from what I understand. I get that. But I would suggest, guys, go get a job. Yeah. You've had a supportive family. You know what it's like. Yeah. Do what you have to do. Yeah. It's not right. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I just, it seems this isn't the first time in pro sports that these things have happened. That's all.
But the CFL has had some bad times when they've had situations like this or similar to it. Putting things together again, have to make some very difficult strategy. Evidence right here in Regina, 1997, we had to get the National Football League to come in and guarantee money for not only the Rough Riders, but the entire league to keep the CFL alive going on from 1997. And when you tell people that, they say, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Well, that's what's happened.
I'm actually glad that you brought that up because I teased this near the end of hour one, and then I never brought it up again. A viewer wrote in and asked your thoughts on the NFL coming to the CFL's rescue again. It's not unheard of. Lynch just said it. It happened in 1997. But they need more money now, the CFL does. So what if the NFL is willing to write them this huge check? Shoot, they just gave Patrick Mahomes $450 million over 10 years. They got the money. How do you feel about that happening again?
How they could do it. They got more money than they know what to do. They got their television contract's going to be renewed. They're going to have some kind of tax on gambling. So more money for the
what gambling sponsorship that will go to the teams. Yes.
Yeah, more money for the teams. So all they're going to do is get more money in the next two or three years, the teams in the National Football League. So the money is available there to be given to the CFL to help it survive. If the CFL goes to the NFL and gives them a good case, I'm sure that Roger Goodell, the way things are in the world right now, could arrange for some kind of thing. Do they really help pull the rider?
But are you willing
for
it to be called NFL Canada? And for the CFL as we know it to die?
No.
Right. That's the rub. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we got him now. Let's go out to Calgary. Legendary broadcaster Mike Lonsborough joins us, the former voice of the Stampeders. We got him. There he is. How you doing, Mike?
All good, buddy. Thanks a lot. Sorry about the delays. I'm not the most technical man in the world, but here we are. Glad
hey,
to be
well,
gone.
We got you, and as always, you look great. That's not a surprise. Hey, we're going to talk about the Bret Hart docuseries in a moment. But first, where are you on potential NFL funding for the CFL? Because it's been a hot topic,
sure.
And people have some pretty polarizing opinions on it.
Couldn't hear us.
Did we lose him? You got us, Mike?
Well, I love it. I was always wondering a long time. I can hear you, Rod.
Mike, stop. We got a call. We got to bring him in on phone. And that is unfortunate. We're going to bring Mike Lonsborough in on phone. Sorry, Mike. Just a connection issue with his home. So furthermore, it was kind of a cliffhanger, Lynch, with you. You're okay with NFL funding, but you don't like NFL buying the CFL. Yeah. Is that what I'm
right? Oh, that's right, because I'm really a diehard CFL fan, as you know.
Yeah.
But there's
fewer, so am I, by the way.
There's fewer and fewer all the time, though. And I would think the majority of CFL fans would accept the NFL taking over the team and calling it CFL NFL Canada. Would that mean they would actually control the league, tell it what to do? I guess so, in some fashion.
Do you know who's against the NFL taking over the CFL? CFL people.
Yeah.
Those are the only one, and really diehard CFL and Canadian football purists. Because yep. Nobody's saying they got to go to four downs. Nobody's saying they got to shrink the field. But the people that work in the CFL are afraid they're going to be out of a job.
Yeah, that's right.
So is that enough of a reason to tell the NFL to stay away? I don't think
so.
We have them? Okay, sorry about that, Mike. So let's roll. We didn't get much of your answer, so I'll start it all over again. How are you on NFL funding for the CFL in a significant fashion, even if it means giving up the name?
Well, I like the idea, and I'll tell you why. I think I'm a huge fan, like you guys are, about the CFL, and I want to see it succeed. I don't know how year after year it seems to be a struggle. You've got some great owners, and you've got some real crappy owners, and you guys got to make some silly decisions. But I want to see the league survive. I'd even drop the ratio down. I know Dave Dickinson out here wants to see the ratio drop down. Anything. I'd see a developmental league. Maybe you sign contracts for 2 or 3 years where you have these guys, and then they go on. Like, look at Reggie Begelton. I mean, we lost this guy. The Calgary Stampeders lost him. He's gone to Green Bay. They're impressed with the way this guy has developed and his work ethic. So I would still see you can see quality football, and yet you have a feeder system for the NFL. We have to get over ourselves. I want to see the best football possible when I go to McMahon or I go to see a game in Regina.
No doubt. And everybody's got an opinion on it, but nobody knows how this is going to turn out. How do you, Mike, see it unfolding, by the way, from here on in? I.e., will there be games in 2020? And if there are or aren't, how does that affect the future of the CFL?
Well, I really would like to have seen what Randy Ambrosi presented to Ottawa. I thought that deal should have been done by now. If you listen to them, you've got a deadline of the 23rd. That's a lot of tap dancing you have to do to get this thing going by then. I would think, I love your idea, the NFL. Why haven't they approached the NFL sooner than this? I mean, I don't know all the details, but that to me it makes a logical. If they're willing to spend that kind of money over in Europe, why in the hell can't they look at a league that's been in existence for over 100 years? And once they wrap their arrogance around our brand of football, it's pretty darn exciting. And not every NFL star has come up here and succeeded, so it's a lot tougher than they think. Keep our rules. I love a lot of the rules that the CFL has. It makes it original. It makes it authentic. But you still have that tie for developing players for the NFL.
It's ego that stopped them. And I love everything about the CFL just like you. But it's not sustainable as it's going, Mike. That is the problem. It's going to need to change, and they don't want to change. Now, do you want to go any more on this, or do you want to talk about the Bret Hart doc?
I'm good as anything. You just fire away, buddy. I got tall hair, and I'm ready to go.
We at least were able to see it. That's right. So people have already seen some of your documentary on Bret Hart, and it's getting rave reviews. Mike, so let's just go back to that. And I was telling people that you were one half of Jay and Dan before there was a Jay and Dan. You and Mike Toth in Calgary back in the day, voice of the Stampeders. You're Mr. Calgary on the sports scene there. And you've got into this docuseries with Bret Hart. Tell us about it.
Well, I've had a long relationship with Bret. I play in a band. And when I first did a music video 20 years ago, he was in it. And that started it. I've always, we kind of were a little arrogant about the way wrestling was covered because we had Ed Whalen, the best in the world, at it. So we just defaulted everything to Ed. So as the one thing that as time progressed, we realized how much fun wrestling was. And Bobov was scared. He was just scared crapless out of Bret Hart. He was a huge wrestling fan. So I bring Hart on the show all the time, and Toth would just freak out. I mean, here, right in the middle of a show, Bret Hart's walking on with his belt, calling Toth out. So that's how the relationship started. Of course, Sports 11 with Grant Pollock as well, the three of us, the three amigos. We started realizing how much fun wrestling was and the big characters it was. We just didn't, at first, we didn't give it enough airplay, but we finally did, and we had a whole lot of fun with it.
For sure. And you're absolutely right. When it's in your own backyard, you don't give it the credit that it deserves. So now you're chronicling the life of Bret Hart. Talk about this project.
Well, I thought about this a long time ago, and I wanted to do more of a series on it, like a TV series, because I thought just some of the stuff I saw was hilarious. And then I broke Bret and I said, well, when do we do this? The guy's got 3 million followers on social media. I think he even surpasses you and me, Rod.
Combined, yes.
and then some. But yeah, so we just thought, you know, this makes sense. You know, we've had to, my eyes have been opened with some of the great stories. He's one of my favorite characters. He's a good friend. The stories happened, and Jesus, yesterday we had a bombshell dropped, because don't forget, the original Hitmen was sponsored by, you know, Brett was one of the investors. In fact, they brought him on, and the guy responsible for bringing him on was Graham James. And so we addressed that yesterday, and it caught him by surprise and everything. And of course, the biggest scam in the world of hockey ever. But didn't he start talking about how that there was even that kind of stuff going on in wrestling? Opened my eyes. He's not shy about stuff. He tells it the way it is. And he's got some great stories. That was a little horrific. That's horrific. I didn't, but wow, it just opened my eyes.
You know what, Mike? It needs to be told. This stuff all needs to be talked about, and you know that. But one of our viewers is watching, Roger Yee. He says, can you ask Mike about his shows? They're great, but not as frequent as I'd like. You are doing these shows. So aside from the Bret Hart thing, can you tell folks what you're doing out there in Calgary right now?
Well, we have a thing called Outlaw Sports, and Jerry Forbes, who's kind of a lunatic from the radio days, him and I have done some stuff. But, you know, with COVID hit, you know, a lot of our sponsors dried up. They just said, oh, well, we'll wait till this thing goes over. And so we've been kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. And so we started Outlaw Sports back. We did an interview. It just aired today on Facebook and on CalgarySportsBait.com with Dave Dickinson. Dave's one of my favorite guys in the CFL and just an awesome guy. I've never seen such a straight shooter like Dave Dickinson and a fun, dry sense of humor. So he's our first guest. We do a lot of stuff with Burke Dales and Colin Patterson of the Flames. So we want to kind of get that back rolling. But we took a bit of a sabbatical just because of that.
So to the Bret Hart stuff again, streaming is where it's at, Mike. People are running out of things on Netflix. And you know how many huge fans Bret Hart has across this country. So if they haven't seen your series, where can they watch it?
BretHart.com. And you want to go to a section called Confessions of the Hitmen. And, I'll tell you what, Rod, I knew it was going to be big, but I didn't know how fast it was going to be. I couldn't believe the response. We put out a tease on it, and we had 25,000 hits on one platform alone in less than 8 hours. You know, so to me, that showed what kind of response we were going to get. People all over the world, I was reading these things, love you, Brett, you know. It's just like that SCTV, I love you, I want to bury your children. But it was awesome, and the response, even Brett's been surprised with how popular it's been and how fast. It hasn't even been up a week yet. And so we're getting that kind of response and that kind of feedback.
BretHart.com. And what's the tab?
What's the tab?
What do they click on BretHart.com?
Yep, just hit on Bret Hart. It's a pay-per-view. You get 30 every season. You get 35 10-minute episodes, and it's $35.
Perfect. You got our weekend planned for us. One more, Mike Lonsborough. How's Bo Levi Mitchell doing? And will he ever come around on our friendship, do you think?
Well, I'm trying to get him on our show next week. I like Bo, and I know you guys had a bit of a setback, so maybe we can get you guys to kiss and make up. I can't guarantee anything. He's got his own mind. He's a talented young man. I really like him. He's good for the league. He's brash. He's confident. He's a good guy. He's maybe misunderstood by the media from other towns. But if you sat down with him, had a beer, you'd like him immensely. I think he's a hell of a talent. I think he's the best one. It's kind of funny. There, a lot of people were upset in Calgary because TSN ran who are the best quarterbacks, the best all-time Stampeders. First of all, I was surprised Toronto acknowledged there was a city called Calgary and a team called the Stampeders. But, you know, everyone's going, you know, there was an argument, who's better? Was it Doug Flutie or Bo Levi? I maintain those are your two best. I think Doug was the best ever. But when this whole thing ends, Bo Levi is going to lead every category imaginable as the all-time great Calgary Stampeder quarterback.
I know, man. There's a lot of people that couldn't, that would have voted for Bo for sure, but at least it created some debate. Mike Lonsborough, thank you, my man. I appreciate, thanks for getting through all the technical difficulties for doing this, and I can't wait to watch the series on The Hitman.
Yeah, we'll have you on our show, too. Thanks, guys.
Anytime. Love you too, Mike, and your stuff. Mike Lonsborough joining us from Calgary. We'll be back with a sports update. We got Eddie Steele coming up. We're covering a lot of ground today. Hey, Lynch?
We sure are. It's great, though.
It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. Friday morning, Football Friday. We've already been through Torrey Gurley, Mike Lonsborough, and coming up, Eddie Steele in moments. But first, a sports update. Full-scale practices inside the NBA bubble at the Disney Complex started Thursday with the Orlando Magic, the first team to get into the campus earlier this week, becoming the first team formally back on the floor. By the close of business Thursday, all 22 NBA teams participating in the restart were to be checked into their hotels and beginning their isolation from the rest of the world for what will be several weeks at least. And by Saturday, all teams should have practiced at least once. The last eight teams were coming in Thursday night, the Lakers and Sixers among them. Lakers forward LeBron James lamented saying farewell to his family. 76ers forward Joel Embiid, who raised some eyebrows earlier this week when he said he was not a fan of this idea, showed up for his team's flight in what appeared to be a full hazmat suit. Argentine forward Gustavo Bou scored early in the second half Thursday to give the New England Revolution a 1-0 win over the Montreal Impact in their opening game at the MLS Is Back tournament. The scoreless stalemate, ended in the 56th minute when Boo rounded 38-year-old defender Rod Fanny at the edge of the box and hammered a left-footed shot high over an outstretched Clement Diop. New England had chances to extend the lead, but couldn't finish them. Today is day three of the MLS Is Back tourney in Orlando at the Disney World Complex. This sports update for 1 LaCroix Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon, where it is Fish Friday. $13.99 is the featured fish and chips, Lynch. I swear, if it's not the best fish and chips you've ever had, I'll eat my shorts.
Oh,
not
no!
Joking. That's right.
Oh, no!
At Wendell Clark's. See ya at Wendell's. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G protein bars, which I'll say again, we mentioned it in hour one, but All for the month of July. $20 gets you the variety pack, 7 bars. They had 7 different flavors. 7 bars come to you for $20. Free shipping. G2GBars.ca. Ben Cahoon is the Canadian sales rep. Now, I want to preface this before we bring in Eddie Steele, because he's a U Sports alum. It was CIS when he played. Also, a Grey Cup winning defensive tackle with the Edmonton Eskimos. Also played with the Riders and Ticats, and he's from Winnipeg. So yesterday, U Sports ruling, the board of directors deciding out of Toronto that the 25-year age cap, you can't play at age 25 in university sports, will be upheld. So for 24-year-olds that have had this season wiped out because of COVID, their playing careers are over. You can still go university, but you can't play at the age of 25. They're not going to change it. Players are incensed. Coaches are incensed. People are leaving the football technical committee over it. Chris Morris, the coach of the Golden Bears, is. So our poll question is, for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center, did U Sports make the right decision by not adjusting the age cap for COVID-affected players? 86% of you saying no, they did not. That's on Twitter. And on Facebook, 77% of you saying no. Now, again, Dick White is the interim CEO, longtime friend of mine. I'm not afraid to say it. He stood up, said the board recommended this. He signed off on it. And I'm saying it's no different than Olympic athletes that have had the Tokyo Games scrubbed and their careers may be over. Junior hockey players, same thing. That's their side of it. I'm just presenting their side of it. I'm not even saying I necessarily agree with it. This is how they feel, because you're hearing a lot from the players and the football programs. Let's bring in Eddie Steele now, because I can't imagine where Eddie, like, we got a lot of topics to unpack with Eddie. Yeah, and he continues to look great. Quarantine is really working for Eddie Steele. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
Well, listen, we're fine here. We've always been fine here. But I'm not a student athlete. I'm not an Edmonton Eskimo alum. So I'm just kind of watching all the stories and just kind of seeing how you guys are doing with it. First of all, how do you feel about that U Sports decision to uphold the age cap?
It's frustrating, you know, but it's such a challenging situation because, like, this, the reality is you got a whole crop of young kids that are still going to continuously be coming in year after year, and there's only so much bodies and so much numbers that teams can have and can accommodate, so it's tough. I'm not in favor of it, but at the same time, I'm so glad I'm not one of these people having to make those tough decisions, because what is the right call? And how do you come to the determination of the right call? Because you can't please everybody in a situation like this. And it's a dang shame to see guys and student athletes, guys and girls, to have their careers come to an end and having zero control over how it ends. It's very shameful, to be honest.
It is, and Dick White wanted to make it clear they agonized over the decision. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But at least they made a decision. So let's go to the CFL, because you see the players, and you seem, from what I see, to be supporting the players that are saying, where's the decision? Where's the commissioner? We need to either move on with our lives, or how much longer do we have to wait? Do you think they should have made a decision by now? What's your read on the state of the CFL?
Yeah, the longer that they wait, the more challenging it's going to be to even get the wheels turning to get a season going. I think that something should have been come out, at least. I don't know what it would be, but there should be a statement that has come out. Either we are going to move forward or we're not. I know they're constantly, you know, kicking the tires at the hub city models and things like that. But it's the longer you wait, the more challenging it is. And I feel for the guys. I couldn't imagine being in their position, being just left in limbo, not knowing if there is going to be a season. These guys have families to feed and people to provide for and mortgages to pay, bills to pay. And just to kind of be stuck waiting for football to happen when it potentially might not happen, that's an upsetting situation. So something needs to come out. I don't know if commissioner in the league has handled this accordingly as he should have and as appropriately as he should have, especially when you look at some other leagues that are moving ahead and kind of pulling the trigger on some things. So, yeah, I know they have not come out and said that we're not having football, but the only news we do have is he came out and said we're not having football until at least September. And, you know, that's there's still a lot left there.
Of course, and you know, we love your opinion, so I want yours on this. Let's just say they play. It'll be difficult, but I think it's doable, the six-game Hub City scenario. Doug Brown and Abhi Khan have both said, hey, just take a knee, and let's come back in 2021. Some people think six games are a joke and shouldn't even count. I'm not one of them. But where are you on that? And A, think about playing in it. What would be your thoughts on that? And B, just the six-game model. Is it worthwhile to you?
Well, in reality, man, let's get to the nitty-gritty here, and let's talk about finances. Guys aren't being compensated very mightily in the CFL compared to other pro leagues. I think we all know that. So to come in, to leave your family, to leave a potential work opportunity that you have, to get your six weeks of pay that would be prorated on your contract, is it really worth it for American guys to come up, to get a prorated 6 weeks of pay and then have that get docked by how crappy our dollar is to have to bring that money back home to the States? I can't see it being worth it for a lot of guys. But then the flip side is some guys, maybe they don't have work opportunities, so they really would be dependent on that money. So you know what? If it's going to be a six-game schedule, I wouldn't want to do it, to be honest. For me, it's not overly worth it. It really isn't. I say, let's start planning and taking the proper steps to get this thing rolling next year without missing any time. Say COVID lasts all into next year, into next summer. Well, let's take the appropriate measures and have everything strategically planned out so we actually can go ahead with this. And we can have all our T's crossed, our I's dotted, just in worst case scenario, and be prepared to move forward with it.
Eddie John Lynch here. Do you think the guys will do this and have them be prepared? I'm with you. They should have done something by now. I can't believe what they're thinking about this future thing. I see it as a stalling tactic. I'm disappointed with the commissioner, but you've suggested what they should do. Do you think they will do something in this next couple of days?
I mean, we all have heard what is the date, July 23rd or July 24th is when there's going to be a decision or something like that. And I don't want to sound like I'm against the players or anything, but man, these guys, I don't think they should. I think these guys, the players, they got to focus their attention somewhere else into, you know, try and gain some revenue in some other avenue of their life. Because if you're just going to be waiting around for the football league to start up, well, the football league ain't waiting for you. And like I said, the bills don't stop. Mel's need to be fed, and you know you gotta kind of move on. I see a lot of guys on Twitter, and you know Willie J just put something out recently. You know what's going on? Is there going to be a season? And some of the comments back to him were like, "Just bro, move on. You know there's no season this year, and you can't just stay waiting for a football season to start." We're now into mid-July almost. Would have been, week six? I don't foresee anything happening, as they said, at least until September. And even at that, there's no plan. There's no talks. You look at the NBA. You look at the NHL. I mean, they've been in talks to get this hub city model going for months now. And here we are, mid-July almost, and we haven't even begun to really talk about what's going to go on come September or come October if you want a six-game schedule. So it's tough, man. It's a tough position to be in for the players. I feel for them.
Yeah, Eddie, you make so much sense with what you say. And I hope that continues with this question. My last one, the Edmonton Eskimos. Your thoughts on the fire that they find themselves under right now?
Yeah, it's did you happen to catch what Jordan Tutu put out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I liked it.
Yeah, me too. I did too. And I'm in quite an agreement with it. I mean, the reality is based off what the Eskimos claim that they've been in talks and consulting people of the Inuit community. it's 50-50 from what I hear. Now, this is what I hear. I don't know if it's the truth, but, you know, some people are offended. Some people don't care at all. Some people actually like being referred to as an Eskimo. So it's a challenging position. Welcome to the year 2020, where you can't please everybody, and you're always going to make someone upset. It can't hurt, though, with the climate, the world that we're in, the way things are going. It can't hurt to look at changing the name. I personally would just go with Edmonton Empire, because that way you don't need to change the logo. Their fan base is known as the Empire. So I wouldn't do anything too crazy. I was just reading this morning, too. Washington, I think they came up with a new name that they're going to go ahead with, the Warriors. So you want to keep it something, you know, relatively close. You don't want to go and have to rebrand your entire organization. And there's a lot of rich history with the Eskimos as well. So it's tough, man, but welcome to 2020. It's the world we live in where, you know, you got to be absolutely correct on everything you do.
I missed the article on the Redskins. Are they going to keep the same logo and change to Warriors, or scrapping the logo too?
I imagine they would have to change the logo to a degree, because it's if we're talking about the whole issue, their logos could be pretty offensive, but I didn't see.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll say this. You know, it's the report I got from a very solid Edmonton source, and you actually know him, said he believes the Eskimos will change their name, and it's not because of what the Inuit people are saying. It's because of sponsor pressure. That was right. Yeah, so, do you have thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, money talks. Money talks. Just like the Redskins, I mean, they're being pressured because FedEx. That's one of their title sponsors, and if people are threatening to pull finances, man, you better jump through hoops to maintain that relationship, because it comes all down to the almighty dollar.
No kidding. Eddie, this has been awesome, man. Good to see you as always. Appreciate you. Hope you're doing well up there, and let's do it again soon.
I appreciate that. I do want to end by saying, though, you said Grey Cup champion from the University of Manitoba Bison.
Vanier Cup champion, too.
Well.
Of course. Two rings. I got you. Thank you, Eddie.
Thanks, Rod. Take care, guys.
You too. Eddie Steele joining us from the City of Champions. They always got to get that in there. My bad. I should have said Vanier Cup, too. That is a decorated football career there.
Yep.
That's a decorated guy.
A good guy. A real good guy, too.
The best.
Too bad he's not here.
And I do, with the Riders? Yeah. He would agree on that. But you know what? Eddie went out on his own terms.
Sure.
And guy's got a lot to be grateful for.
Sure has.
I'll probably move in DuPont here after the break, Frenzy. So this is the last segment. But I said this on my commentary yesterday on Cat Country 98 FM. I have a very tough time stopping myself from feeling bad for other people. It's called empathy. I feel terrible for these kids. Like, you look at retired people, retired players like Eddie Steele. I'm out of mainstream media. I feel sorry for the people that are in it. I feel sorry for the young people in sports with the teams, the sales guys, the broadcasters that are pulling the pin and moving on. Yeah. I just feel so bad for them. Yeah. I wonder where this is going to end, because it doesn't seem to be ending anytime soon. That's why I feel terrible and grateful that I'm not in that spot. I don't know what I would have done. Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
It would have driven me out of my mind.
Yeah. Well, I think you'd have to realize, whether you want to or not, that you're going to have to get alternate employment. Just go door to door. Start knocking. Most football players are popular in the city.
Yeah.
In the CFL, most of the players are popular in the business portion of the city, and are known, particularly in the teams in Western Canada. So you're going to have a lot of people at least will talk to you. And it comes down to just a matter of making enough calls.
Well, what really sucks about that, like Mike in the Toronto area is watching, he says playing sports is their job. Absolutely, but I'm really lucky that for my entire life, I've been able to do what I want to do. These guys are knocked out of that. So now they got to go deliver food, drive a Uber, whatever is going to pay you cash fast.
You need money.
That's all. They need money.
Yep.
And that's why I feel bad for them, because they can't do what they want to do.
Yep.
I've been lucky. I've always been able to. Bill Lothian writes in. He says, I agree, guys. Players deserve CERB. They are tax-paying citizens like everyone else. Well, you know what? What's taken so damn long? Because the people that I know that have applied for CERB filled in the online thing, had a payment in less than a week.
Yeah.
You got players now that are in week five, as Eddie was saying in the CFL, they still don't have money. And you know what? That is bloody
That's
wrong.
That's pretty bad. Somebody's got to
look. It's wrong.
Somebody's got to look into that.
I saw, we brushed on this last week, but we didn't go too deep into it. Brandon Banks, Speedy B, saying there aren't many owners like Bob Young.
No.
And I only took that to mean he must be giving payments to the players. He has to be. Why else would Brandon Banks say that? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah,
so there's a team looking after their players, if my assumption's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Who else is looking after?
So I understand he is paying it for all the players. And I think Calgary doing the same, almost.
Listen, we're going to break. Do we have two breaks left or one? Is this the last break? We have two. Okay, we'll break and be back with more. Audience takeover. It's the RP show across North America on Game Plus Network, and you're watching and listening around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome to the program, everybody. A couple segments left here. Still plenty of time for you. We've made chicken salad out of lemonade today. I didn't have a ton of things to get to. It was like one or two really big topics instead of six.
Yeah.
You know? Mike, a viewer by the name of Mike Phoenix writes in, he says, I'm surprised CFL players are not more like NLL players that have jobs in the offseason, to be honest. The players all know the money is not really that great. Mike, have you been reading my diary? It's exactly what I've been saying for a while. That the CFL and NLL are a lot closer than the CFL is to the Big Four. As a matter of fact, the CFL is not even in the same universe as the Big Four. NBA, MLB, NFL, NHL. It's not. But the difference, the CFL is just taking it right in the gut here and the shins because of the way that they are. They make just enough money that the guys wouldn't have to work if they budgeted well enough for a year.
Of course not. Know?
Whereas the NLL, they don't make enough money. It's around $1,000 a game, a little more than that.
If those guys, you know, if
they have to have another job.
If a high-end NLL player makes $25,000 a year, that's huge.
Right.
That's big. Yeah, I mean, even if a CFL guy was making $50,000 or $60,000, you're making $50,000 or $60,000 at home right now. Are you scrambling and thinking you got time for a second job or going to get a second job? Probably not. So the salaries are enough that they don't need a second job. Got to budget that time a little bit better, or the money a little bit better. But in times like this, where you're only going to play six games, only going to get paid for six games.
Lynch knocked that mic flash off, so you might want to fix that. So, Mike, I love the question. I mean, I could talk about that all day. And that's the whole idea about the audience takeover here, to talk about things that you guys are interested in.
Yeah.
Our VP of Sim Events, Nelson Hakowicz, writes in. He says, if you want to make the NFL and have a shot, it's a full-time job, and that's the problem. The NLL is already considered top-flight lacrosse. Good argument, and not going to fight with you, but I can say this. Just going back, you guys are all so young, you don't remember to what the CFL used to be like. Shoot, even the NHL. Guys, you look at the salary. Doug Wickenheiser in 1990 was making $25,000 a year. It's a fact.
In the NHL.
In the National Hockey League. So it's not that long ago. Forget about inflation. Guys used to swing a hammer in the summer, work on a farm, whatever it takes. And now I get that pro football has evolved to the point where it is a full-time job. I get it. But it still has not changed. How badly do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
That has not changed. So that's where the CFL is really coming back to where the NLL is. Guys are going to have to go get a job. And it's just the way that it is. Hey, listen, if you're a young man and you're in your 20s and you don't have a wife and kids and you're living free and easy, those guys are actually fine. Maybe they're doing some personal training, virtual personal training. Some guys are fine. James Wilder's got, what, 4 or 5 kids? So that is the difference.
Yeah.
You talk about it all the time. You're not married. You don't have kids. I was married, divorced by the time I was your age.
Right.
I wouldn't advise it.
I can.
It's not a great financial plan to be married and divorced and have kids and lose a house by 30.
Not a good idea.
I would not advise it.
But you're right. You know, I don't have those things. I can stay here till midnight. I can work for, you know, next to nothing. I can do whatever I want. I can decide to, you know, cut a full-time job and just go and take whatever games I want to do. And you know what I mean? Every little freelance opportunity. Some guys don't have that freedom. They need a paycheck. They need to put food on the table.
That goes to this whole business about guys, people saying, oh, just go get another job. They're just not trained mentally to do it. Tyler Dacu, our social media advisor, writes in, so as part of your full-time job, maybe go work at a gym or be a trainer or spend your evenings driving for Skip. This is going to sound really harsh. Tyler's right. It's how bad do you want it? Mm-hmm. How bad do you want it? That's all. He's right. Steven Numedal, viewer, says Corey Sheets worked on the rigs in the offseason. So did Tristan Jackson. So did Chris McKenzie. A lot of guys.
Well, that's...
And we've got to a point now. Go back to where this all started. I still think it's God hit pause on the world and just said, you guys are way out of control. And what in the world... And it's not just the athletes and entertainment, but that's a big portion who's really taking it in the grapes right now. Figure it out. Guys want to roll on Instagram, you know, with a stack of fake money that they're all that. Playing in the CFL financially, you're not. You need to get real and go get a job. And I guess, you know, we were talking about this on the golf course the other day. I told you I was going with some coaches, right?
Yeah.
And I said, Willie Jefferson's now on social media talking, and he's making $225,000 a year. Like, if he's hurting, what about the other guys? Maybe he shouldn't be talking. This is what I said.
Yeah.
He's making $250,000 a year playing for the Blue Bombers. The coach said to me, Rod, it's not $225 million. Like, it's still not unlimited funds. And he's got a family, too, and he's living in Houston or Austin or wherever he is. I think it's Austin. Right?
You're right. That's what it is. And then you look at it the other way. It's like, you say the players, you know, they make lots of money, they need a budget better, but then you're trying to make it. Look at Adam Brooks. Where's Adam Brooks right now, you know, with the Leafs and the Marlies? When he's in the American League, like if he's making $80,000 a year.
Right around there,
that's
yeah.
it. But he gets called up to the big club, he's making $80,000 a year, and he's hanging out with William Nylander and Austin
Has to
Matthews
spend their money.
And Mitch Marner. Yeah, and they're making $10 million a year, so he's hanging out with them, eating at the places they're eating, racking up the tabs that they're eating, and he's got to pay those bills too. To be part of that group. He's not making that kind of money. You know, so guys are, you know, spending money, like there's that discrepancy. So you got the guys making 60 grand and they're hanging out with the guys making 200 grand. They're broke, right? It's tough. I mean, you have to do what's right for you. And if you want to do that and you need to get a second job in the evening, got to get a second job in the evening.
Peer pressure.
If you can't afford to work for 6 weeks this year, you need to make more money. Like Chad Jeter's got to go get another job. You know, you got to make that decision
or
for your
family.
Or maybe
retiring.
Or retiring.
But that's COVID. So that's where it goes back to those university athletes with the age cap. We're not moving it. Sorry. They are, you know, the players and their families are talking about how egregious it is. And some schools, right? Calgary's now lost their quarterback.
Yeah.
And who else? Manitoba?
Adam Sinagra. Alberta was the other
Alberta.
One.
So they've lost their quarterback.
Baker.
It sucks. Yeah. Look how much it sucks for everybody else. That's all. They're not moving the rules for you. We don't like it, but it's the way that it is. We got to take a break and come back with overtime. I guarantee you I'm going to tweet the poll right now. Who you felt was the rock star of the day? I got a sense who I think that you think that it is. Hang on, we'll be right back on this Football Friday. Final segment coming up. More viewer takeover, your comments, because we're loving them this morning. Thanks for joining us for coffee on the RP Show. Game Plus TV Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, welcome back for overtime, everybody. We're going to try to keep this on the level and get out at the top of the hour, but I still got a lot of things to get to today. I've tweeted the poll. You can vote now for Friday's RP Show Rockstar of the Day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. John Frenzy, Tory Gurley, Mike Lonsborough, Eddie Steele. And while I have such a special place in my heart for Eddie Steele, I look at Tory Gurley and I just melt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about this, you longtime viewers of the RP Show, and this is episode number 273. I look at that hit with Tory, and you weren't in here for that. Did you watch it on Game Plus TV?
Yeah, I did.
From a broadcast perspective, folks, nice, tight, concise, condensed, exactly what you want for a one-hour national television show.
He's a pro.
The guy is capable of anything you ask. Tory Gurley. So can you please do me a favor and remember where you saw him first, okay? We scouted him.
He's ours.
He's ours. He was ours because he's moving on to such great things. He's going to get the RP show bump to the highest degree, I think, of anybody.
Yeah.
But I also know he will continue to be on this show because he appreciates it.
Yeah.
But Tory was so good. And then to our viewer comments here. Wayne Grollo says, I think Eddie Steele should win Rock Star of the Day, hands down. Well, Wayne, you have the chance to vote. Jay Nordic says, pro to describe the CFL is a bit of a misnomer as far as people regarding the money for pros. It's tough. Well, I've said it a million times. I'm getting tired of saying it. People don't want to hear the truth. It's about time you face the truth. CFL, they want to roll as a marquee league. They're not. And in this whole thing of thumbing their nose at the NFL for funding, like, how's that going to work out for you? So it's just dumb. Can you put up the comment from Wayne furthermore? He says, I think the major sports pay too much compared to the CFL, but there's so much money in sports today that you can't begrudge the players who are the face of the leagues. You just can't compare Bo Levi Mitchell to Patrick Mahomes. You just can't. I'm sorry, we'd like to. It's not the same thing. It's apples and oranges. Stop. I get the sense that people want to.
Yeah.
They see they're both pro quarterbacks, so...
I know.
But the problem is even the leagues themselves want to see it that way. Or the CFL wants to see it that way. It's just not. Now, thank you, Les Peach, for the kind words. Great show today, guys. Always a pleasure to watch. Have a great weekend. This is my point. I wrote down my notes because we're going to go over this in our post-show meeting today. I asked Tori, what are your fellas saying in the CFL? He's like, extremely frustrated. It goes back to last night's Sim broadcast here. As much as a doubleheader was a lot for us both to call, and you were sitting in here, the air conditioning was broke, it was or off.
I'm going to bring fans in next
time. I didn't want to leave because it was fun.
Yeah.
It was an escape from reality, and I know that it was for the viewers. And then it's the same thing with this show. Although we talked about some serious topics, we didn't take them too serious. And it's just fun for 2 hours. And when I leave here, it's back out into this crazy world.
Yeah. It is. It's
kind of sucks.
It does. I don't want to leave either. Because it's like, no, don't take me back. But no, it's so much fun. The sim is fun. This is fun. But you have to put yourself in that mental state all the time. Or you have to try and, you know, maintain perspective, maintain that level-headedness, and find a way to know what your triggers are. When you start going and getting sucked into that negative energy, find a way to bring yourself back and figure out what, you know, like, you know, meditation or the different stress coping mechanisms you talked about yesterday. Those are the things you need. So when I feel it, I just got to shut it off and I go out on the paddleboard for, you know, a couple
whatever
of hours.
Whatever it is.
Go for a walk, hit the deck with a coffee and a book or some music. It doesn't matter.
Whatever makes you happy, and it's not selfish to do that. It's not.
Completely.
People might want to call you selfish, but it's not. Our VP of Sim Events, Nelson Hackowich, says the CFL is a pro league only by definition. It is truly hard, however, to put a price on guys that will put their bodies on the line every play. What's the definition of a profession? Google it. You make your living doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So football players make their living, and coaches and all the other people that are in the sport. I noticed it last night with the sim. I'm like, this is a hell of a lot of work. Imagine what the CFL's putting on. You got stats guys, cheerleaders, popcorn vendors, broadcasters, players, coaches. But and we're trying to throw it all with the sim, right? We're doing it all, and it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of fun. And I got a real bigger appreciation for the guys that, for the real leagues, it's a lot of work. It would be a really suck if it went down. But where Lynch was saying it earlier, where's the urgency? I got players calling me that I have never even met before on CFL teams going, Rod, where's the urgency in this league? I don't know, man. I wish I had an answer for you. I don't. Mike Phoenix says, the sim was a barn burner last night. It was a barn burner last, particularly the Argos Riders game. I'm so glad that our viewership, what was it the last I looked? 16,000? Because people are going back
for the second game, yeah.
They're going back and watching it. I'm so glad it was a great game. I actually meant to talk about this today. I now see how commissioners look at it and league offices. Before we left the building last night, I commented on that. I wanted Hamilton to win in the early game. I wanted them to win because we had a lot of Hamilton viewers. And if the Ticats stunk and fell to 1-3, they may never watch a sim again. I get it now.
Yeah.
And then I really was praying for a good game in the second game of the doubleheader. I don't really care if the Riders or Argos win. I just want a good game. And we got it.
Yeah.
That must be how a commissioner thinks.
Right. You want an entertaining product at the end of the day. You want a product that fans want to watch. You want a product that's going to keep people excited for the longest period of time. And you get it now, you know, when they're looking at rule changes. What's going to keep this game exciting,
yeah,
longer, hold people's
total different
attention,
perspective.
Hold their attention, keep them in the seats, right? Right to the very end. You know, and as that game's going on, I'm getting more and more disappointed in the second game with Matt Nichols and the Toronto Argonauts because they were so good in
you
the first half.
You guys are falling apart.
And they've completely fell apart. And I'm like, just score. Make it close. I want to finish. Hold them right to the end. I don't care who wins. Just give me a finish. And when we got to go with a minute left and be like, it's over, that's the most disappointing thing because you don't want to tell fans to go home.
And welcome to the life of a sports bar owner, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, he's written in like three times on this, so I'm going to say it. Zach in Calgary, Zach Nelson, one of our P1s. I have breaking news of my own. I have been accepted to MRU today. Congratulations, Zach. I know the feeling. I was accepted to MRU as well, and I went there. So congratulations. You'll be following in my footsteps out there in Calgary. Way to go. I could go on, but I won't. I'm done. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Vote on our polls, everybody. The daily poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Did U Sports do the right thing by not adjusting the cap, the age cap, amid COVID? And also for Rock Star of the Day, thanks to John Frenzy, Tori Gurley, Mike Lonsborough, Eddie Steele. On behalf of our entire crew, we will see you on Monday, 10 a.m. Mountain, Game Plus TV Network, and right here on Facebook, live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.